In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but this was an interesting reading. And it made me think of some weddings that I've either done or been part of. And one comes to mind. I was in my early 20s, and I had made one of my co-workers, my girlfriend and I, Janice, made Jane her wedding dress. And we worked on it, and it was quite beautiful, if I have to say so. And we even made the veil, which she tacked up and made it really tacky looking, which really upset us. She put really god-awful lace on it that really took away, because she liked harlequin romances, so she wanted this veil with all the harlequin stuff. It was really bad. But we got to the wedding, and we waited for her. This was before cell phones. And so as we waited, it was almost an hour, and word came that she got held up by a train. But let me tell you, she was always late, so she did get held up by a train. Had I not made the wedding dress, and had she not been a co-worker, I probably would have left. You know, it was enough. But she did get there eventually. But you know how it is, and I'm sure all of you have some stories about weddings, either your own or somebody that you know that just goes to mind. And so Jesus had a couple of stories about weddings. Remember, he showed up, his first miracle, and they didn't have enough wine. And Jesus said to his, and Jesus' mother came over and said, "Son, they don't have enough wine." And he goes, "Not my problem," basically. But his mother said, "I'm making it your problem." And so Jesus then changed the water into wine. So Jesus knew that weddings were important. So with this parable, he did something different. He talked about the 10 bridesmaids who waited. And there was nothing wrong with them falling asleep because, you know, they had to travel distances there to get to weddings. And when they woke up, or they were told that the bridegroom was finally coming, they needed to turn the lights on. Their lamps light them. And the 5 foolish did not bring enough oil. And usually we're told to share. But this is one time that Jesus did not offer that as an alternative. In fact, the wise bridesmaid said, "Not enough. If we do for you, there will be no light." And so what is this? It is about the coming of always being prepared, that Jesus will be coming, and that we are to always have our light shining. And sometimes we meet people in our lives that want to take our light away. And we have to resist that. We cannot let somebody else take our light. And it's hard. In this day of chaos and confusion, it's really easy to get into the ain't it awfuls and go down that depression and to stop being the light of Christ that we know we need to be. Last week in a church in Texas, people were murdered. And that's sad. But I think, if I gotta go, why not go in a church? Not that I'm asking for that. But of all the places to be called to be a martyr, it is to be at that place that we are worshiping our Creator, that we are coming together in a community to pray. And that cannot let our light stop us. Somebody said they're afraid to go to the grocery store, afraid to go to church. We cannot allow that ugliness to stop us from being the Christians that we are called to be. We need to continue in this darkness to be that light, to say, "I will show up. I will be the light. I will not allow anybody to take my light away." Because there are times that it is very easy to get called or to be, to have someone come and say, oh, isn't this awful? Let's talk about people, or let's do this, or let's, and that is not what we're called to be. We are to be the light of Christ. We are to give hope when there is so little. We are to use our faith to know that even though this awfulness is temporary, that we are promised more, that when the bridegroom comes, we are called to go into the celebration, that our light shines so bright that we can enter into the eternal kingdom. And that's what God's saying. Don't be a half Christian. Be it full on. Be what God intends us to be. The light for the world when it's dark. The light when Jesus comes. The light when we are called home. That's what we're to do. To keep smiling, to keep having peace, to keep having hope, and know our faith is always with us. God is in us. God is around us. God will always be. No matter how troubling the waters, God will not abandon us. God calls us. And that is what we wait for and what we live for. And that is why we always must keep the light on. Amen.